Hey, it's Corey, and we are back at Smart Marriages Conference. We're broadcasting live right now, and we are here with Ann Kramer, and she has developed this amazing, amazing concept called Life Puzzle. Thank you so much for being here, Ann.
Thank you. I'm enjoying having the opportunity to share this with so many people. It's great here at Smart Marriages.
Oh, yeah. This is an amazing conference. I mean, I'm just overjoyed.
Is this your first one?
Yes, my first one. I just happened upon it, too. I'm so happy. I just found it randomly.
Yes.
So Life Puzzle, what you had mentioned something in your workshop about having this concept of living happily ever after, and it's like you grow up and then once you have A, B, and C, you're supposed to live happily ever after. So in your opinion, what are couples missing that are not giving them happily ever after?
Well, I think the problem is as children we grow up, and that's sort of the fairy tale. You know, you're going to grow up, get a job, house, spouse, cars, kids, stuff, and then happily ever after just sort of falls in place. It just happens, and it doesn't. And what I'm trying to do in Life Puzzle is back people up and realize that really happy lives are conscious lives, that we have to consciously understand ourselves as physical, emotional, thinking, sexual, and spiritual beings and create a life that enhances that whole. And yet we go to school for 12 to 16 years, and no one really teaches us that. We just get the fairy tale or the American dream. It's all going to fall into place after we get the right job and enough money and the right house and the right spouse. That it doesn't just happen. We have to get involved in our lives to create it. And so I created the Life Puzzle as a way to show people how to do that.
Sounds amazing. I mean, it's just we can all identify with that because we all have the idea of what's going to happen, but we don't really know.
Right.
So we can all identify with that. Okay, so why does it make sense for couples to obtain and expose themselves to relationship education before problems occur?
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, you know, since half the marriages end in divorce, I mean, it makes sense that you would spend a little time learning how to really create a relationship. In terms of what I do with Life Puzzle is, most of us, again, because we're just doing kind of reactive copycatting, you know, we're making our puzzle just like everybody else's puzzle in our culture. We don't really know what it is to create great relationships. We just think we're going to fall in love, and then if we fall in love with the right person, it all just happens. We shouldn't have to work at relationships. But the truth is, just like great lives, we have to work at great relationships. And so you have to take classes. I mean, the thing that really bugs me is we know more by the time we graduate high school about algebra and stuff we don't ever use, but we don't know anything about relationships, something we're going to be in. We don't know how to raise our children. We don't know how to take care of our own lives. And so we have to go off and do it ourselves. We may not have been taught, but we can teach ourselves, and that's what I'm trying to do with Life Puzzle.
So we keep mentioning Life Puzzle, and I think I'm kind of forgetting that my listeners don't really know exactly what it is. So what exactly is Life Puzzle, and how does it come into play?
Well, it's a tool that I created to kind of help people frame building a whole and dynamic life. So imagine your life at birth, you're handed a box with 10,000 pieces. That's your life. You are a life puzzle under construction. So you take those 10,000 pieces, and you have a lifetime to put those pieces together. And those pieces honor physical, emotional, thinking, sexual, spiritual, whole, and the practical, tangible parts of that. Things like nutrition, exercise, feelings, thinking, communication, learning how to have great relationships, sexuality. You know, very few of us know that part, but we still have puberty and somehow it happens. How to be a parent, how to be a member of the community, how to connect to the environment, how to work, how to play, how to be spiritual, how to manage special challenges, traumas that come into all those pieces are who we are as human beings, and yet most of us don't understand that by the time we graduate college. We don't have a picture for what it is to be a whole human being. And Life Puzzle is just that framework that we can understand ourselves and we can understand anybody else. We're all basically the same 16 core areas, 5 edges that create the self to create that whole, and that's what the Life Puzzle does, is show you how to do that.
So it's kind of like a step-by-step process that you can go through over time that will help you to become so confident. It was funny because during the workshop, you said something on self-esteem. And in my own practice, I'm a love coach and I'm a psychotherapist and marriage therapist, and I'm constantly trying to, you know, build people's self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And we talk about self-esteem all the time.
Right.
But like you said, it's like, what is this self-esteem? It's like this word that we're kind of like, what is it, you know? And I really, really love like the concept of once you have these edges,
right.
And then that's when the self is whole, complete.
No, self-esteem to me, I always laugh because when I esteem to me, it always was like steam, you know, like I can't catch it, it's in steam form. And what I tried to do in like puzzle is, you know, put down these five edges and the self forms, and then you can see it, concrete, tangible, and whole. If you form the edge, the self formed. You didn't form the edge, self didn't form. There's your self-esteem right there. You either did or didn't come together. And the thing is, most of us walk into adulthood without a well-formed self. The great news is what I show people is how to back up and say, okay, but I can go back and fill in these missing pieces and form that self. It's never too late. The oldest woman I ever taught to put her life puzzle together was 76.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's never too late.
And she's probably finding joy and pleasure in her life that she never thought that she was going to get. She thought
Absolutely.
Maybe she thought that she was going to die before she even realized this
Absolutely.
Stuff.
And, you know, she had lots of traumas and lots of reasons why her edges didn't form, but she could go back and have a great
wow.
life.
Wow. And you were able to open her up. And
Absolutely.
See, because that's another thing, too. I was thinking through this thing. I would love to get, like, my father or my mother into this. But they just don't think, like, I can go do something and then I'm going to be happier. Like, they don't realize that. So what do you tell people that are kind of skeptical about actually, you know, getting onto this journey of finding themselves?
Well, I think what's great about Life Puzzle is, especially for that type of person who says, oh, whatever, you know, I don't need to do this, I'm fine. When I have taught the Life Puzzle model, and I've taught it to the U.S. Customs Service, I've gone around the country teaching this to all sorts of audiences, when I show them the puzzle and I show them the 16 core areas, five edges that create the self, inevitably when they see it, they go, wow, I have never really looked at my whole life this way. And it just is light bulbs going on, what's missing and how I never really thought about this. And so it just hits home. It hits heart because people can see themselves or see what's missing sometimes or can start to see some of the issues that they have in their life now reflects why that edge didn't form or why this piece has never really formed. And now there's something they can go do about it that is practical, tangible. I say that word a lot, practical, tangible, but I think a lot of people don't go into counseling or don't go into coaching or because it seems too nebulous. And this is more concrete, tangible, and then you can kind of create it the way you want to create it.
So it's almost like if you didn't ever think that you could do something like this, it's almost like just do it and see what happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. How can Life Puzzle help people have better relationships?
Well, what I show people is that you are a life puzzle under construction. You have these 16 core areas, five edges that create the self, and so does your partner. He or she is autonomous to you. And so you can look at them and use this as a universal model. You can understand they have the same 16 core areas, five edges that create the self, and yet you put your pieces in differently than they do. And so yet it's a framework you can both be looking at and realize he or she may have more pieces in one area or might be missing an edge in one area. And so you use it as a universal language to co-support each other and work together, building whole and dynamic lives. Instead, so many couples, because they don't understand themselves, they attack their partners for their missing pieces or why didn't you do that? And yet, if you step back and go, oh, you don't do that because no one ever taught you how to do that. So it just becomes a way to take down the anger, anxiety, and the conflicts and say, let's focus on building, putting things together versus saying what you don't have and what's wrong with you. We put everything focuses towards positive and proactive.
Like so that. It's almost like the law of attraction. Like if whatever you're putting out is what you're going to get back.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to be able to put something good out if you're not a complete person.
Yeah. And, you know, I spoke recently to a high school principal and was showing him the life puzzle and going through the 16 core areas. And he just looked at me and he said, you know, we don't teach this. We don't teach this, and we're not going to teach it anytime soon. And that's what I'm always saying to my adult clients. Listen, if you're feeling bad that your puzzle is a scrambled mess, don't feel bad. It's almost inevitable. Nobody teaches you how to put the puzzle together. You're going to have to do it in your adulthood. And hopefully then you will change, and the next generation of your children, you will teach how to create whole and dynamic lives. We're not there yet.
Right. Yep.
But it is my passion.
With Life Puzzle, hopefully we will, yeah.
We can get there. It's not hard. And that's the thing. This isn't that hard. It's step by step by step.
It's just reprogramming what you know.
Yes.
What you already know and what's already been programmed into you, and it's so comfortable to you.
It's, yes.
And that's what the hard part is,
yes,
I think.
It's not threatening. It's very easy to do.
Right. Okay. So my final question is, this is so important. I have to end on this note because I feel like so many people, it plays a huge part in the breakdown of relationships. And it is, where does personal responsibility play a part in Life Puzzle?
Well, what I say is this, that this is a self-responsibility model, okay? It's based in choice and that you take responsibility for all the consequences of the choices that you make. Self-responsibility plays a part because each of us has to own our own lives. But I'll say that with a caveat, that we actually live in a victim nation. We live in a nation that has taught us to blame somebody else, and that's not my fault, it's not my fault. And Life Puzzle says, you know, let's stop the victim game. Each of us has to own our own. Yes, we may be able to say we came through poor families, we didn't get this, we didn't get that, but somewhere, if we're going to walk into our adulthood, we have to stop and say, it's now my responsibility to go fill in those missing pieces. Wasting a life blaming everybody else is just a waste. It's just where we are. We have to be the transition generation, and it starts with taking responsibility for building your own whole and dynamic life. And the great news, it's so fun. Why wouldn't we all want to do it? Yet I think for most people, when they see the puzzle the first time, it's like, wow, now I see it, so obvious, but why couldn't I see it before?
Because nobody taught you. If nobody taught you about letters, you wouldn't know how to read.
Absolutely.
If nobody taught you about numbers, you wouldn't know math.
Did you get this, Corey, in high school?
No.
Did you get it in college?
Nope. I wish I did.
I didn't even get it in college. And I'm a counselor, and I had to go learn how to create the whole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because that's another point.
How to find problems, but not how to create whole.
Exactly.
So I hope this interview inspires people to think about putting their whole life together.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, and I just wanted you to give you an opportunity to let my listeners know how they can get in touch with you and how to find out about Life Puzzle if they want more information.
Well, the easiest thing is to go to the website. It's www.lifepuzzle.com, and there you'll find all sorts of information about how to put your life together and tools that I've created to help people start doing that.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you.